go bust. Now, just in case you're hazy on exactly what it means, let me give you a rough idea. It means that the cost of your clothes and food has gone up to a point where the family budget has become somewhat strained. Well, that's one of those things, and you can't be expected to increase the family income. But there are some things you can do to help. For instance, take better care of your clothes. When you come home from school, change into old clothes before you go out to play. Take care of your health, because doctors and medicines are expensive. Eat well, but don't waste. Take your full share, but eat all you take. Try not to ask mother and dad to buy you things you don't actually need. Make the best and the most of what you've got. Try to be more than usually careful of your school equipment, such as paper, pencils, and so forth. Make them last and go as far as you possibly can. Remember that all members of a family must pull together at a time like this. So do your share.
We're in on the Blue Noise here on WMFO in Medford. This is going to be the last show of this semester under this name. Who knows, maybe I'll find a little time to sub, but this is the end sophomore year, Blue Noise, season 3 we'll call it, because it started spring of freshman year last semester, and this one feels weird to have it come to the close, but when we have all this great music to play, who really cares? This first one is the new track by Snail Mail. This is Heat Wave.
So far.
And we're here on the Blue Noise on WMFO in Medford. Those songs you just heard in order. We started off the show with O Cazador by Lo Borges. Never played that on the proper show. I played it when I was doing that Snow Day sub-session I did like a month and a half ago or something. And I played the new single, like I said, by Snail Mail called Heatwave off a forthcoming LP, which is out at the beginning of June. That's going to be called Lush. I remember seeing her at an Apple Jam show last year, and she killed it, and she's really making it big. I mean, that song is great, and I love the guitar on it, and the video is great too. You should check it out. It's like her on a hockey team. And we heard Before Midnight by a local band, Space Mountain, or I should say Solo Project as well. And we heard Baby Driver by Simon and Garfunkel, because I saw Paul Simon this weekend, actually yesterday, on campus. He kind of showed up, and I was just standing at the back. It was a very complex, over 2-hour waiting in line procedure, because we didn't have tickets, and it was definitely worth the wait, I'd say. I think it was pretty amazing. His voice sounded almost as good as it used to once he kind of got warmed up, and he played a lot of old tunes, you know, Simon Garfunkel tunes like Homeward Bound and some of his solo stuff, and it was just really fun. There was a little Q&A afterwards, so I can finally check off one of, or two now, of the three kind of old 60s musicians that I really want to see live, and those are Brian Wilson, who I saw 2 years ago at 2016 Pitchfork when he was doing the Pet Sounds tour, saw Paul Simon yesterday, and now Paul McCartney. He's the last holdout, so hopefully he makes it to Chicago or Boston soon. Next, we're going to listen to a great tune by Gram Parsons' first band. This is the International Submarine Band with Do You Know How It Feels to Be Lonesome?
Poker Varieties, Farmer John Sausages brings you John Corneal asking the musical question. Do you know how it feels to be lonesome? Take 21.
Lonesome when there's
just no one left who really cares. Did you ever try to smile at some people and all they ever seem to do is stare? Can you remember how it feels to be cold again, when the happiness of love has gone away, and you never want to go out on the street again, and you only seem to live from day to day? Be lonesome when there's just no one left to really care. Did you ever try to smile at some people and all they ever seem to do is stare? Remember how it feels to be cold again, when the happiness of love has gone away, and you never want to go out on the street again, and you only seem to live from day to day.
You wake up one morning and you say, I feel good. I don't miss her. I can live without her. And you soon learn that time will come, but it wasn't that day. A bird can fly on just one wing, but then why should he? Where there's sky, there must be rain. Where there's you, there's me. So do it all, get it done, be all there is to be. Then wrap yourself in something warm. Come on. Come on. Come on home. And never know what it might have been. You and I will never know. all there is to see. Then wrap yourself in something warm. Come on. Come on. Come on home to me.
Sometimes I pray. Try to see things from your side, to leave things undefined. But where would you advise? Let a generate a new design for the missing piece I have to disguise. Saw a paper with the header that your love is just a myth that devised. In things like that, you can take back in. Things like that you can never take back again. If there was a town that you loved me, if there was a town when you said that you want me to believe. Glass world that does rainbow at times a frozen thing. It encloses you and it's crystalline. Looks so lovely, but you'll have to decide. If you could play it in reverse and you'd find that you'd better reconsider all the love you took and then cast aside. But things like that you could never take back. You can never take back again. If there was a town when you loved me, if there was a town when you said that you want me to believe.
to be a secret out of the past. I will resurrect it. I'll have a good go at it. I'll streak his blood across my beak. Dust my feathers with his ash. Feel his ghost breathing down.
is those songs just heard in order, but of a long set. We heard Do You Know How It Feels to Be Lonesome by Gram Parsons' first album. Excuse me, his first band. I guess his first album as well. As the International Submarine Band. Actually, a bit of a connection to the track I played after it. So that band, the International Submarine Band, recorded their record Safe at Home, from which that track is taken, on Lee Hazelwood's LHI Records. And Lee Hazelwood essentially in that way produced the first country rock album, as, if you ask me, at 21, that's what Gram Parsons did. The blueprint for Sweetheart of the Rodeo with the Byrds, the blueprint for the Flying Burrito Brothers, and all those country rock greats. I mean, up to, you know, the 70s with the big groups like Allman Brothers and Lynyrd Skynyrd, all started there with that record, which I think is pretty, pretty, pretty cool. And after that, we heard Lee Hazelwood with Come On Home to Me. Love that tune. Back Baby by Jessica Pratt, another one of my favorites, and a song that sounds complimentary to it, Heaven on the Beach with You by Robert Lester Folsom, and then a long one, Farewell Transmission by the always sad Songs Ohio, R.I.P. And under us right now, Moonlight in Vermont, Dorothy Ashby from Hip Harp, and gotta figure out what to play next, but I will play a bit of a PSA for you over the beautiful backdrop of this stuff, and please enjoy.
Thing. Whether you drive a shiny new 1952 model or a pre-war jalopy, you have to pay the price. When you're driving that car, remember that speed also has its price. The price tag on speed violations last year was 15,000 killed and 500,000 injured. This year, thousands of lives can be saved if you and millions of other motorists come to the sober realization that speed is the biggest killer on the highways and resolve to slow down before you or someone else pays the price that must be paid for it. You can do your part by keeping within speed limits. At all times, drive as though your life depends on it. It does.
91.5 WMFO Medford.
Alright, we'll get back to some fantastic music and finish off the last 20 minutes of Blue Noise for this year. Pretty strong.
Dark again, and something too big to be seen was passing over and over me. Well, it seemed like a routine. The shadow came a lightness of verse, but the darkest of nights in truth still dazzled, and I work myself until I'm frazzled. Up in search of ordinary things, like how can a wave possibly be? I started running, and the concrete turned to sand. I started running. Things didn't pan out as planned. In case things go poorly and I'm not returned, remember the good things I've done. Go poorly, and I'm not returned. Remember the good things I've done.
What you doing, taking downs to get off to sleep and ups to start you on your way. After a while, they'll change your style. I see it happening every day. Everything put together sooner or later falls apart, and there's nothing to it, nothing to it. You can cry and you can lie for all the good it'll do. Yeah, you can die, but when it's done and the police come and they lay you down for dead, said.
Well, liberty,
All right, we're in on the Blue Noise here on WMFO in Medford. This is 91.5 FM. I think this might be the last talk break I do for the year, at least properly on Blue Noise. I just want to say thanks to all of the maybe 2 to 3 listeners who enjoyed this program throughout the semester at various times, never more than one at a time probably, but thanks Dad for listening, that kind of thing. And those songs you heard were Jim Kane by Bill Callahan with the low voice and all that. And we heard Everything Put Together Falls Apart by Paul Simon off his, his second solo record, but his first one post Simon and Garfunkel. And we heard Liberty by Amnesty, which is sampled by the Kanye in that Whoopity Scoop song. And we heard 10th Avenue Freeze Out by Bruce Springsteen off Born to Run. Finally here, I'm going to get into, I think, 2 more songs. This first one is a new advanced single from Wide Awake by Parquet Courts released today called Mardi Gras Beads, and also play To Let It Go. I'll play I Must Be Someone Else You've Known by the International Submarine Band to close out this semester of Blue Noise. Thanks for listening, and have a great rest of your week. See ya.